Hey, it's Kevin, and welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast. Today's episode is a rewind of an episode we recorded over 2 years ago in 2021. We're bringing back one of the most popular episodes that we've ever recorded. It got over 11,000 downloads, and it is still to this day extremely powerful. And so we're revisiting this episode so that first, if you haven't listened to it, you have the opportunity to listen to it because we have so many episodes that you may not get through all of them, but this one in particular about the four levels of awareness can unlock so much for you. And even I think a better way of putting it is put into words what you might already be aware of, what you might already be experiencing as you're awakening, as you are expanding your awareness. So not many people are aware that there are four levels of awareness. Usually the second and third levels of awareness are the sweet spots, but all levels of awareness are useful on a path of growth and discovery. So enjoy this episode. It's a really powerful one. Again, this was one of our most popular episodes back in 2021. And so as we're getting to the end of 2023, we wanted to revisit a classic. So enjoy this.
Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carden.
And my name is Kevin Carden, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. The four levels of awareness is what we're going to be talking about today. And this is honestly one of my favorite teachings that I share with my clients and my coaching programs. But I wanted to bring it to this podcast for y'all because it's a really great roadmap I found to discover where you're at in terms of the spectrum of awareness when it comes to just like being fully aware, conscious, ready to make decisions in your life that change your life and create what you love in your life. So we're going to be diving into each of these levels of awareness. And I believe this is it. Like there are four levels of awareness. Maybe when we get into like extra dimensions, like there's other levels of awareness, but in our human experience, we have these four levels of awareness that we can go through to discover more and more who we really are as spiritual beings. I believe that's what it's about. So any thoughts before we begin, Chris?
No, I'm excited. It's like a window into your coaching program.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So let's get started. And really quick, this is Kevin. I'm speaking and I'm saying this from my coaching programs because sometimes people get confused. Like who's Chris, who's Kevin?
I don't have a coaching program. So
Maybe, but we'll see. But all right. So four levels of awareness. So I'm going to share all four and then we'll go through each. So the four levels of awareness are number one, and this it's going from like the lowest level to the highest level. So the lowest level of awareness is victimhood. And it can be categorized by the question, like, why me? It's like, why is this happening to me? Or that's another way of putting it is to me, the to me phase. It's like things are happening to me. So that's the lowest level. Second level of awareness is the by me phase. And we'll get more into these, but second level is the by me phase where we take personal control. Third phase of awareness is the through me phase where life is happening through us and we're allowing. And then the fourth phase of awareness is the as me phase where who we are in life itself, there's no separation, just oneness. Mm-hmm. So we can all access these different states of awareness. And the first thing I want to share is that we're literally just one thought away from any of these levels of awareness. Like there are ways in which you can transcend each of these levels to go up this scale. And that's what we'll share today. But it really is just being one thought away because a thought can change our life in an instant if we really ground that thought in our being. So, yeah.
No, so, that's an interesting idea too. Like just one thought because as you were explaining the states or talking about the states, because we were talking before the podcast and I've heard you teach this in some iterations before because we've talked about it before is like I've noticed myself being stuck in each of these. Well, mostly like I feel like people spend more of their time in the bottom two,
Yeah.
I would say just by default, because that's just how we were taught. You know, we weren't even taught that there's other states of awareness or that there's even four states. Like, we're just aware, you know, whatever. Like, it's, we don't know.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you, as we go through these, if you've read any personal development books, you can see how they start out with the lowest one, how to get out of the lowest one by like changing your thoughts about like when things are happening to you, you can change your perception around that. Instead of being like a victim, like they're happening to me, you can you can reframe your mindset around what's happening to you to make it into a positive kind of thing.
Yep.
So you can kind of see that happening in personal development books. And that's like where a lot of them start.
Yeah. It's
like you have that power.
That's true. I never thought of that, but that's absolutely true. It's like, this is kind of very, it's very comprehensive, these four levels. Mm-hmm. And like, you can find like basically any system of transformation, like whether that's in a book, a program, even just YouTube videos talking about transformation, like it, they're going to be in one of these areas because it is comprehensive.
Yeah.
So
even if it's not explicitly stated, you can you can map these awareness states to books you read.
Yep.
Personal development, like where you are and how to get
100%.
Out. Yeah.
And obviously like more accurate or more, relatable is obviously you can map yourself out in this and like notice where you are and use this as a tool of just like, just checking in with yourself, even daily. It's like, all right, like where, or even actually even every moment of your life is like, you can have some awareness and just check in. It's like, all right, like what level of awareness am I operating from here in this day or this moment, you know? So,
and in the spirit of our last episode about the, like honoring all parts of ourselves, I feel like each one of these levels of awareness has a place.
Yeah.
In because I feel like you can transcend a certain level of this awareness in a part of your life, but then in another part, you could be stuck in another place.
Yeah,
but it's because you're stuck in that place that you realize, oh, there's like, I can get out of this. Or it's like the growth. Like you get growth from it. So you can be in these, you can be in different levels in different areas of your life.
Exactly.
But it's coming up against that growth and that struggle that you move forward.
Like
you grow. Yeah.
And you gain more skill in transcending that and then living more and more in the higher states of awareness. Like just you get to spend more time there as you grow. So yeah, it's a great point and just correlates with our last episode, especially the very end of our last episode. Yeah, we were talking about how like it's not bad to have a part of us that doesn't want to change or grow. It's like that's a part of our human nature. So
yeah.
All right. So yeah, let's get into it. So first stage, and this is very familiar to all people, is the victimhood stage. That's the first level of awareness, the lowest level of awareness. And again, it's the why me stage, or the stage where we say is like, things are happening to me. And this is a low state of awareness because we're disconnected from our power to choose our thoughts, to shape our reality. But then also we're disconnected from the infinite power of the universe that has created everything in existence. And so it's very, very low power. And most people, I believe, in the world are currently operating from this stage. I believe that's also changing quickly, but it's only because people are actually searching and looking for more information like this. So this stage, the victimhood, is like really where you're at effect. Like you're feeling like life is happening to you, not for you, but to you. It's like you get caught off in traffic and it's like, oh, like why did that person do that to me? Or someone hurts you, you get broken up with, you lose some money, you get cut, you know, I was about to say cut from the job, but cut from the basketball team, or you lose a job. Like it could seem like this is happening to me. And if we stay at that state, there's no growth there because there's nothing beyond that.
Yeah.
Like you think about it, if I'm saying it's like, this is all happening to me, it's like, that's it.
Yeah. Like, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's like the next logical thought from there is just more down.
Yeah.
Like, why is this happening to me? You're going to get an answer. Oh, I'm not good enough. Or, oh, like you get the downward spiral of answers when you ask that type of question and that type of awareness.
Exactly.
Like you don't feel like you can actually go anywhere from there.
Yep.
100%. It's like, this is just going to keep happening to me. Like I'm just going to keep getting buried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, like this, I believe we all have experienced this because and I don't know if especially just in maybe in our evolution later on in, you know, generations to come, this doesn't have to be this case, but I believe that we're all born into the state of victimhood. Is that like we're helpless children, you know, like toddlers or infants, like we can't actually survive on our own. And so like, it's as if literally like life is happening to us in that state because we're just born, you know, and as we're growing up, it still is like, you know, common. So I don't know, like maybe later on in evolution, like that doesn't have to be the way, but I believe we all have had experiences in this, and that's, you know, obviously even adults to this day, like still live in this state. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's the first stage, but we obviously don't want to stay there. So we move then to the second state in a certain way. So there are also, this is also what I'm going to share with you, not just the states, but also like, how do you move through these states? So again, remember, it's we're just one thought away. So the thought to think, to move from the first level of awareness to the second level of awareness of the by me phase, where you're taking your personal power. So the portal to go through, or the step to take, the thought to think is, I'm taking control. Is I take control of my life. Or it's even another way you put it is taking responsibility, because control can sometimes be seen or thought of in a way, in a perception, like it's like bad to take control. But in this case, it's just responsibility. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm responsible for my experience in my life. And this is where I think most people are when they first get into developing themselves. They first get into a growth mindset. I was in this state for years. Before I met my mentor, because I was like reading personal development books, like realizing that I had my own power to make decisions, that life wasn't happening to me, but life was actually happening by me. Like I was creating my experience. So I was very focused on achievement, like getting a certain car, a certain job, a certain career, a certain amount of money. Like I was very focused on material things, but it was a great state to be in, beyond, you know, the victimhood, because I had more power. But this state is, it's definitely having more autonomy, but is also limited to a certain degree. And we'll get to that when we get to the third phase. But the second phase is, again, the by me, where life is happening by me. It's like I'm creating. And a common phrase you'll probably notice in this state, and this is where you can notice, like if you're in this state, is if you notice yourself thinking or saying, I'm making this happen, like for whatever you want to create, is I'm doing this thing, I'm making it happen. That's it. In essence, like you're only acknowledging your own personal powers, like your ability to think, feel, and then act. And this is still a little bit disconnected, because we're not connected with the source of our being. We're not connected with our spirit, our higher self. So it's just our own personal self. So again, it's more powerful than the victimhood, but it's still not as powerful as the next phase. But any thoughts on that,
Chris? Is there any like room for partiality in there, where it's like, let's say you're a person who had just a really bad upbringing that wasn't your fault.
Yep.
Right. And then, so you have all these bad things that are happening around you that are not your fault, but there's, and what I'm understanding is that there's always a place where you can take more responsibility around helping yourself out of that situation.
Yep.
And that's kind of where the difference is. So it's like, you don't have to say like everything is like my fault.
Yeah.
But like certain things happen to me, but me staying here, being stuck here, there's things that I could be doing to help myself out of it. And that's like moving to that stage where it's like,
100%.
I'm taking some responsibility for at least my own actions.
No, right? It's not all some, it's all of it. Yeah. Yeah. But there's a distinction. I'm glad you brought that up, because the responsibility is not, you're responsible for every single thing that's happening in your life, but you are 100% responsible for your response,
right,
to what is happening in your life. So that's why it's by me. So like, yeah, sure. Like there might be some in, like, you know, situations that like you didn't attract or create yourself, because I often say this is that, because this is a misconception I think a lot of people have when they get into like, oh, like I'm creator of my life, I'm responsible. So it's like, oh my gosh, did I attract that into my life? Like the being treated poorly by someone, or like having that bad upbringing? No. Because remember, we're in a sea of 7+ billion other co-creators with life. So they're having their own experience, and we're influenced and affected by others all the time. Like that's just the nature of being human and being in this human family, mm-hmm. you know, like our species. So yeah, it's not about all the things that is happening, but like you are 100% responsible for your response or reaction. Gotcha. So yeah. Any other thoughts on that before we move?
No, that helps. I just wanted to bring up that distinction, because
yeah,
you know, maybe someone else had that question.
Yeah, for sure. And that's really important. Definitely. Cause I mean, there's so much to these different phases, but obviously this is just like the overview, really.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the by me phase. Now this next phase is my favorite. So, and just before this podcast, or maybe it was actually at the beginning, I'm forgetting, but you were sharing, it's like, yeah, the two lowest states, like you want to stay away from, or just like work on transcending, but the highest two states of awareness you want to work on and just having experiences in, because they're the most life-giving. Mm-hmm. So the by me phase, then we move through the by me phase, which is that second level of awareness, to the third level of awareness, which is the through me phase, by letting go of control. So this is where it's just getting more nuanced in terms of the wording, because, and that's why I use taking responsibility rather than taking control, because then it can seem as like, just, this is completely opposite or a paradox to move from the by me phase to the through me phase, is to give up control. But what we're talking about here is giving up control of the outcome of what you want to create, because there is, I mean, life is happening through us. That is the truth, the ultimate truth, no matter what level of awareness you're in. But this is where you connect with that truth in the through me phase. So like the thought to move from that second to third level of awareness is, I'm letting go of control. Like, I'm letting go of attachment to the outcome. And this is actually a Buddhist teaching, that attachment or desire is what they say is the root of all suffering. This is what they mean, is attaching to like what you really want. Like, it's like, it has to happen. It has to be this certain way. And that causes suffering, because how do we know what is absolutely the highest and best for our life, when we're a simple human being and we're created by this infinite power that has created this entire universe? So while this again gets very nuanced, because obviously you still want to have a vision. We talk about a lot on this podcast, is being clear about what you would love. But when you give up control, you give up the need to know how it's all going to work out. And that is difficult to do for most people, because it's foreign. Like, we're taught, even people who had a great upbringing, or were even like taught like principles of living a great life, and that creating what you want, like, it's still very much in the second phase of awareness, the level of awareness, the by me phase. It's like, you're doing it yourself. But remember, like, this is where the simple thing that I remember when really accessing the through me phase, is that I can't beat my heart once on my own. If I could, then we would all be like living in the by me phase, like that we would be making it all happen, but we're not. Mm-hmm. Like, there's life that is happening through us and all around us that we don't control. And if we try to control it, that it's the biggest illusion in the entire world, that we actually have control over that. But what we do have control over, or in that case, responsibility of, is still our thinking and our actions that we take. And so in the through me phase, this is also where I see people slip up a lot, is when, because it's kind of interesting, actually, just this dawned on me, is that the first two phases are very much where it's like your own personal self taking action, whereas the higher two phases are very much in the spiritual realm. So, but some people who I come from this spiritual realm first into this whole line of thinking, they think it's like, oh, I'm just going to like sit back, relax, like keep my vision in my mind, and everything's going to work out. But as my favorite,
people who like find out about the law of attraction and then think it's, you know what I mean? Like, there's that misconception around, because it got so popular so fast, where it's just like, oh, if you think what you want, you'll get it. It's like,
exactly.
That's like half of
not
it.
True.
Maybe not even half. It's like, there's so much more to it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's a great quote by Jim Carrey where he says, you can't just visualize and then go eat a sandwich. My favorite thing he said in an interview with Oprah back in the 90s, because he manifested like his career that he had with like acting, and he was the highest paid actor for one movie at the time in the 90s. He played Dumb and Dumber, that lead role. He got paid $10 million for that. And he manifested that over like 3 to 5 years. So like,
that's actually a really good example of what you were just describing before, where like he took the responsibility, where, you know, he had a vision about he wants to be the highest paid actor, right?
Yep.
And he took responsibility, as in he was the best actor that he could be.
Yep.
But he didn't say, oh, I'm going to get paid $10 million for Dumb and Dumber. Like, they didn't even know that movie was going to exist. Like, he just had that idea of he wanted to be the highest paid actor. He took that back to the present, and he did everything that he could do in his power, by like, that's the responsibility.
Yeah.
But then letting how it was going to happen be unfold, up to like that's the surrender part.
Exactly.
And I feel like what I was going to say before is that when people get out of the first level of awareness into the second level of awareness, and they're like the buy me, where it's like, I'm doing all this stuff. If you don't relinquish control about how everything's going to come to pass, you can easily fall back into the first stage, because yeah. you're doing everything that you can, and then it's not working out. And then you're like, why me?
Yeah. Why is this happening to me?
You fall back. Yeah. So yes. you need that surrender of how things are going to work out. Like, you have the vision, but you leave it up to like infinite, basically. Like it could happen infinite ways. Like, how are you yes. supposed to know how it's going to work out? That's exactly. how you're, you know, yeah. So you can easily fall back into that first stage if you don't surrender.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have this idea about how it's going to work out, and it's not going to work out exactly the way you want it to. And then you're going to be like, why me?
Yes. Yeah. It's beautiful. Actually, I've never thought of that and realized that. It's like, yeah, you can like just be thrown back to that why me phase if you don't access the through me phase while you're really working on your
dream. And I think that, and I think that's why personal development is so tricky for a lot of people as well.
Yep.
Because it is tricky. Like, there's a lot of nuance to it. It's not just like you read a book and law of attraction, you just think about what you want and it comes. There's so much more to it. And the thing is, it's like, because it becomes a way of living.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about reading a book and doing this. Yep. It's like you live life in a different way.
Exactly. Yeah. And one thing everything you just shared actually really helped clarify what I was trying to say before, because remember I was like, yeah, like in the through me phase, like you, like we as humans, like are not that smart or we're, you know, that's exactly it, is that there's an infinite number of ways something can happen. And if we knew how it was all going to happen, then that's not really a dream. That's maybe a worthy goal, but it's not going to really cause us to grow and develop a deeper connection with life itself. To where we're learning about who we are as spiritual beings, more so than just this human experience in our thoughts and emotions and actions and just our physical body. So yeah, that's it. So one other thing, because in the buy me phase, I mentioned that phrase that you can notice you're often saying is like, I'm making this happen. So you can know you're in the through me phase when the common thinking or the common words you use are, I'm making this welcome. Like, I'm opening up to this experience. I'm welcoming this result. And you're willing to still do what it takes to take the actions. So like, when you're giving up control, it's not about relinquishing action, as we were sharing before, is that it's, you're still doing some things, because at least at this point of our evolution, we still are in this human experience and need and require action, like physical action, mm-hmm. things that we do as human beings that change the course of our lives and change the results that we experience. So the through me phase is really interesting because it has elements of the buy me phase, but it's much, much different. They're very similar actually, but and outside looking in, it looks the same. Like, someone living in the buy me phase versus someone living in the through me phase, they honestly might look the exact same, might be doing the exact same things, but they're going to get very different results because one is giving up control or surrendering, and the other is trying to control the outcome and attaching to the outcome. So it's just less and less power. So awesome. So that's the through me phase. Anything else that you wanted to share on that? Okay. No. Me neither. All right. Fourth and final phase. This one's really fun to share, because in my experience and how I've learned this is that the through me phase is where we want to really be living most of our lives, unless you're a particular type of person, because the as me phase, the fourth and highest level of awareness, is where there's no separation between you and life. And I'll explain what I mean by like, it's only for a particular type of person. For most people, and this is my own experience with this, is that we can have experiences in the as me phase, but it's not a phase personally for me. And I don't think for you as well, Chris, that you want to be living it. So I'll explain what I mean. But first, before I get to that, how we move from the through me phase to the as me phase is to give up separation. And that's, remember, we're one thought away from any phase. So the thought or the words you might use for this is like giving up the separation, letting go of the separation, like dissolving actually that separation, because the truth is everything is one. We're all one. Like I think of this through the scientific approach that, and this quantum physics is now proving this more and more, that there's a unified field of energy. But even more so, literally, I think of just like how atoms are made, like it's just the building blocks of the universe, right? Of our physical reality. Every single atom is made up of the exact same things. It's just different combinations of those protons, neutrons, and electrons into a form that we call a hydrogen atom or a calcium atom mm-hmm. or something like that. So like it's, I just realized calcium is an atom, right? It's been so long since I've looked at a periodic chart. I'm like, yeah, wait a minute, is that a molecule?
It's an element.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, so like all the elements on the periodic table, like all of those are just different combinations of those protons, neutrons, electrons. So literally everything is the same when we get down to it. And even breaking down electrons, protons, and neutrons, we get into quarks and then even deeper, like with the most highly powered electron microscope, what scientists have seen at the depths, like even deeper and smaller than quarks, which make up the electrons, deeper than that is like literally what they call dancing filaments of light. That's it. It's just strings. It's if you want to look it up, it's called string theory. So anyway, I say that all to say is that there, everything is one. Like I see this in a scientific aspect, but this has also been shared a lot in just different religions and spirituality. And just it's, I believe it's a deep basic truth of life. So anyway, the ASME phase is where you access that state where there is no separation between you and life itself. But the reason why I was saying is that it's an experience that most of us would have, not somewhere we want to live, is because the most common way people experience the ASME phase is in orgasm. Like when I first heard that, that was like the last thing I probably would have thought of, like the answer to is like how most people experience the ASME phase. But yeah, it's the orgasm where there's no separation between two people or many people, if you are into that kind of stuff, but like,
yeah,
there's no separation. Like you don't know where your body ends and the other person begins. It's like, there's just oneness. And so that's the way most people experience it. But also then people dedicate their lives to working on living in the ASME phase. This is why I say most people would want to just experience this. And it's great to have those experiences in the ASME phase, but most people wouldn't want to live there. Because the simplest example of that is like someone who wants to live there is people who give up worldly pleasures, worldly desires, give up literally material things and go and meditate for 10, 12, 13 hours a day to, in essence, become enlightened, to access that state where there is no separation between them and the infinite. So again, that no judgment here either. Like when I was back in, so this is back in 2014, I was getting trained as a yoga teacher. We were learning about the eightfold path in yoga, and the highest level of that path was enlightenment. It's just different terms, but it's a very similar kind of structure like this in terms of the levels of awareness. And that last phase was called samadhi. In essence, it's enlightenment. And I remember my teacher saying, no one here really ever like accessed that. Like it's pretty far off. Only very few people in history have ever like accessed that state. And my teacher saw me, apparently I had some look on my face and she was like, oh, except Kevin, Kevin might get there. Yeah. And like, that actually kind of inspired me. Cause like part of me actually was thinking like, oh my God, like I was actually interested in like really getting to enlightenment, but like not so much anymore at all. Like I've had some passing thoughts about it, but like, for me, it's, I love my life and just having great friends, a beautiful fiance, soon to be wife, like beautiful home, like cat, like having my cat. Like I love having the worldly things around me. That's just my personal preference. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the ASME phase. That's at least in my understanding of it. So any thoughts that's from you, Chris?
No, I think you explained it really well. I think that's probably the phase that it's a good way to describe it. Like you feel it in passing moments.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of hard to even explain the passing moments.
Mm.
Like you just feel them. Like sometimes like when you're walking in nature, like you,
yes,
right. Like you kind of feel like you're like, oh, that tree's not actually that much different than me.
Mm.
I'm just moving.
Yeah.
You know? And then I had, so I have, these sandals that are, they're grounded. So like, when I walk outside, it's like I'm walking barefoot, but I'm walking with sandals on.
Yeah.
And this is like earlier this week, and I was walking in one of my favorite parks, and I was just walking, and then I looked up, and there was literally like a deer family, like 2 feet from me.
Wow.
And I was thinking, I was like, huh, I wonder if they think that if they're reading me differently because I'm grounded and connected to the earth, and they're like, what kind of weird tree is this? Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But then sometimes like when you're just out and you're just sitting in nature, just staring at trees or whatever, or just sitting on the beach and just like watching the ocean, like you just feel,
yeah,
you get this weird sense sometimes where it's like, wow, Like maybe I'm not that much different than everything around me. Like I'm like the same thing that's like what's causing a tree to just keep growing and drinking water and communicating through its roots and like all that, or like what's causing like an ant colony to know how to do all the things ant colonies do, or like bees or whatever. Like what's like do they have consciousness? Like what's happening with them? But I feel like the life force is very similar.
Yes.
So sometimes I'll have thoughts of that, but again, it's not like I'm living there and I'm like,
Yeah, exactly.
Even me trying to describe that is hard to describe. Like it sounds weird, but people who've had that experience will probably know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
But it's hard to describe.
Well, of course it's hard to describe because the only way to actually experience it is without words.
Yeah.
Because words are a part of this physical reality and a part of our human nature. And so like, if we are using words to describe it, then there's separation. Mm. Like we're not actually one with life. So like, obviously this is the best way we can describe it to like speak to it, but it's never actually touching the real experience. It's like, you can describe how a banana tastes, but you can never actually like really touch it. Like you have to actually just
take
a bite of the banana.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the same thing. But I actually love the example you gave in like your experiences in nature, because that's another thing in which helps with accessing that ASMI phase is being in nature. That's, you know, there are plenty of people that have like, I mean, I'm thinking of even like Buddha's story. Buddha, like he became enlightened by sitting under a tree for however long, like weeks or months at a time. So like, there's a deep connection we can have with nature, and that's often how people actually have experiences in the ASMI phase. Yeah. And I'll share just actually one experience that I've had in the ASMI phase, which was just absolutely mind blowing to me after it happened, because it wasn't mind blowing in the moment because it was just is. But this is when I went to Egypt back in 2018 with my mentor Mary Morrissey on a spiritual pilgrimage. We were there for 2 weeks. And at the end of the pilgrimage, the last day or two, we had the opportunity to go inside one of the pyramids of Giza. And it was just a phenomenal experience in what was called the King's Chamber. So it's this chamber that had just this one like empty kind of like box, if you will, that it was made of stone, that it was thought that pharaohs would go in there and meditate. And honestly, it was also, I've read, actually, I think I got this from you, Chris. Weren't there like traces of like some, what is it called? Psychotropic, like plants, like in like that. Maybe I didn't hear that from you.
Maybe it kind of sounds familiar, but I'm like, I don't know if I told
you that. Yeah. But anyway, so like it was thought that like this chamber in one of the pyramids was used for like deep meditation to connect with on a spiritual level, on a, like a deeper level. And so we had the opportunity to meditate in there for 30 minutes in a just pitch black, because there's no light in there. Like there was some man-made light to like help us like walk in, but like we like turned that off and then had like 30 minutes to meditate in there. And I had a real out of body experience. I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't trying to actually make this happen. I was just dissolving, honestly, my sense of self so that I could just be one. And like, it just happened that like I felt like my spirit shot out of my body up into the space, just like within a millisecond, like just out straight up north, and which is surrounded by just stars. And it was like two or three seconds where I had this experience of feeling just one with everything. And then as soon as I had the thought, oh my God, this is amazing. Boom. I came back down to my body.
That actually happened so many times to me in meditation when I'm using like binaural beats or what I have, like the HoloSync technology, where it plays two different frequencies in each ear, and then it makes your like, and so you get into like some really deep meditation sometimes. And like, like I'll be having like experiences that I don't feel like I'm directing.
Mm.
And then the minute I try to direct it or I think about it, I'm back to normal.
Exactly.
It's like, boom, it's done. It's so weird. And I feel like that happens with dreams too. Sometimes like you're like, I don't know if I'm dreaming or if I'm not dreaming, 'cause I can't put words to it. But then like the minute you try to like affect the dream, it's like you wake up.
Yep.
Or it's like you stop dreaming. It's very weird. It's like you're in this like weird state.
Yep. Yeah. 100%. I think that's different. I mean, I can't say for sure because I've never really had this experience, maybe once or twice, like out of the blue, but I think it's different than lucid dreaming. Like this kind of experience we're talking about.
Lucid dreaming, I feel like you can actually control it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Whereas like, I feel like what's happening when I have those experiences is like, my subconscious it's the stream in there.
Yeah.
Like my subconscious is streaming, but then the minute I'm like, I try to like do something with it, my conscious mind is the thing that's doing that, and it snaps straight out of the subconscious back into my conscious mind, and I'm back to normal.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, just to wrap it up with all that we said, because honestly, I feel like we just opened up like Pandora's box. Like we can just talk forever about all these different things. But like I said, the ASME phase, this last state, is for most people just experiences. And that helps. That's the last thing I really wanted to say, is that the ASME state, having experiences in that level of awareness, helps you anchor yourself more and more in the through me phase. Because once I had that experience, I was like, I mean, I've already had this awareness because I had other experiences as well. But like that one, like in Egypt in 2018, like helped me just like, oh my God, everything is one. We're all connected. So it was easy then for me to live in the through me phase. That like, I'm not making things happen. I'm making them welcome. Like, yes, I have a vision. I know what I want, but like it's life that's working through me because I already know that, like, at a deep level. It's not just an intellectual concept anymore. I've experienced it.
Yeah.
So that's my last 2 cents on that.
Nice.
Yeah. Anything else you wanted to share, Chris?
No, I don't have anything else. I think that was a good, that was good. I think
sweet.
That was good summary and good dialogue around all that.
And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton
or at Chris J. Carton or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.